together yourself. Got a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help. Gotta get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear. Cause Ryu was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it.
Okay. Welcome into the zone. The shooter is back. He missed me so much. And Matty T is back. He missed me almost as much. I missed you guys.
Well, you had a heck of a day yesterday, huh?
Buddy, the Buzz Golf Tournament was great fun. I mean, we didn't shoot 43 or whatever. You guys shot ridiculous score up at Shadow Valley, but we had a good time down at Rebsman. So, anyway, I appreciate everybody who turned out for the Buzz Golf Tournament yesterday, and I appreciate everybody who turned out for Mike Anderson's tournament yesterday and hung out with Pat. So,
yeah, good times.
There were golf tournaments everywhere yesterday. I know of three others that were just in the Little Rock area yesterday.
Yes. So. Whether it was due to, well, May is the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't get it done in April, May, after that, you're really playing around, my friend.
No question. Today we are going to be on task and busy because we may have a shortened program. In fact, the guess is we will. We will join the Arkansas Razorbacks and Texas A&M Aggies 30 minutes prior to first pitch. That game, of course, being played in the SEC tournament. Winner gets Ole Miss tomorrow at the same time. Loser goes home.
So this is a win, or see ya next year.
Then it becomes double elimination after today if Arkansas can advance. We may talk to, at some point today, Janine Edwards, the broadcaster for ESPN who covers horse racing, among other things. She also has one of our favorite clips of all time when she tried to ask Billy Gillespie what I thought was a legitimate question. And Billy Gillespie, in his hungover stupor, came back with her with a very rude, obnoxious response. And you know what? She still works at ESPN and is rising through the ranks, and he is nowhere to be found.
Listen, I understand it had happened quite often where coaches are short with their interviews.
You're not just talking about Coach Van Gundy. You're talking about all coaches.
It's just all coaches. But it's one of those things where, is it? I mean, you end up looking worse. I mean, when you try to be, and I understand Popovich has kind of got this little thing going with Craig Sager and some of the reporters, but it's almost like being rude to them, whether or not you think it's a good question or not a good question, is that really the time to set them straight?
No.
I mean, people, like, well, us watching it, we understand, like, well, that was a dumb question. Boy, he handled that really well. You get more points for that.
I agree.
Than putting them in their place. Although it is great, though. We get great clips from it.
Yeah, I mean, if he had just answered it normally, it wouldn't even be a memorable soundbite. But because he answered it like a jerk, it is one of our favorites of all time. Would it be okay, you think, to play it for her? And I guarantee she's been asked about it before.
I think we have to. We almost have to.
I don't think most people probably have the fascination with it that we have, but I would love to play it for her and see if she has any response. She has had nothing but good things happening for her. She got married last year. She was married before, and then she was divorced for a long time and got married. She's married to the Oklahoma State defensive coordinator who lost. His wife had some health problems and passed away a few years ago. And they kind of met through, she was covering a game and kind of hit it off, and she had sent, you know, he had seen the broadcast of the way she talked about it because it was right after his wife had passed away, and they kind of got in contact that way and sort of became friends, and it sort of led from there. And
wow.
It's a really interesting story, but they got married last year. I just found out about this morning when I was getting ready to, when I was researching potentially talking to her. But, of course, the other big news yesterday was related to Janine Edwards was that she's covering the Belmont as she covers all the Triple Crown races, and that little $9 nose strip that California Chrome can't do without got approved. I mean, was there any question whatsoever it was going to get approved?
How can we not have the same rules throughout horse racing in the country?
It's a great
just
point.
Our country.
Harry King talked about it yesterday. Wally talked about it yesterday. It's not quite as bad as like professional boxing,
yeah.
But there are a lot of incongruencies amongst the racing commissions, apparently, from place to place.
I heard someone say, talking about it yesterday with, you know, no commissioner, no sort of one voice over the whole sport.
Yeah.
You just have different parks.
Like if a racist horse owner came out, there would be no governing body to strike him down as
that
happened in the NBA.
Exactly.
By the way, just like on in the hotels all over Las Vegas, somebody's going to get screwed tonight, my friend. And by that, I mean the NBA lottery is happening once again.
That's right.
And the odds of the top team, also known as the worst team, getting the number one overall pick, frankly, are not very good in my opinion, Pat. And I know they put the lottery in to avoid people tanking intentionally, but I do find it hard to believe that if you are the worst team in the NBA, you only have a 25% chance. That's 1 in 4, by my estimation, of getting the best number one pick there. Isn't that remarkable to you? Don't you think that's a little bit low? Don't you think it should be more like 50 or 60% at least?
Yeah, if you are the worst team, certainly.
Milwaukee has a 25% chance of getting the overall number one seed, okay? Philadelphia has a 19.9% chance at number two. Orlando, 15.6%. Utah, 10.4%. And Boston, 10.3%. The Lakers have a 6.3% chance of getting the number one overall seed, followed by Corliss Williamson and the Sacramento Kings at 4%. Not very good. Now we start getting into the minuscule amounts. Detroit, Cleveland, New Orleans, Denver, New York, Minnesota, and Phoenix has the worst chance of the teams that made the lottery at a 0.5%. But it does seem a little bit odd to me that they...
that it's on a little bit more...
Yeah, 25% yeah. Seems awfully low to me, Pat. Now, they have a 20, almost a 22% chance of getting the second best pick, the number two pick, 17% three pick, 35% of the four pick. And they have no chance of doing any worse than that according to the probability picks here. They have 0% chance of doing worse than fourth. But still, it's remarkable to me. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you don't have a chance of getting in the fifth spot if you if you're them, but whatever. Anyway, I just thought it would be higher than that. So today in the Zone, in addition to maybe Janine Edwards, for sure Jim Harris, Don Dugan's going to be up today. We're going to talk to him, and I think he's bringing someone from the ABC to help qualify and clarify.
Because he has some new
Well, there's a new beer
promotion.
Deal. Well, it's not him necessarily. It's all beer drinkers who will benefit from this deal. There's a new rule under the ABC that you can actually go to microbreweries and brew pubs and get growlers, which is basically a jug, and I've seen them before. You know, Russ Melton and the folks at Diamond Bear have had these for years where you go and get your jug refilled. But basically, they're going to have growler stations, quote-unquote, where you can fill up a 32 or 64-ounce container from kegs for off-premises consumption. The good thing about this is, if the rule holds, and I believe that this has been the case for Diamond Bear for some time, you could go on Sunday. So that's the only exception, I think, to the blue laws regarding Sunday package sales. You can actually go buy a growler full of beer for in-home use on
now,
Sunday.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I may be wrong about that, but I think that's
Vino's,
right.
I think Vino's and possibly Bosco's.
What they do, they put a little paper tab on it, you mm-hmm. know, so it's you can see it hasn't been opened. So okay. Vino's has been selling beer on Sundays in growlers, yeah, for a long time.
Okay, Stone's Throw, the new brewery that we've had, what's the guy's name? Ian Beard up, and he's got yeah. a great beard, by the way. So that's I don't know exactly what's changed, but I think it's not just the breweries that can do it now. I think it's for other retailers is what okay. the change is a little bit. So in fact, the headline says rule lets retailers fill beer growlers. So we're like a Don Dugan who doesn't make his own beer would not have been allowed under the previous rule. The change in the law will allow them as such to because and I think you have to be a package source as well. So he's got the store next door. In addition to the fact that he has the bar and restaurant, so I think that's part of the reason. But he's gonna come by and see.
I want to buy a growler of whiskey on Sunday.
I don't think they allow for that, Matty T. And frankly, I don't need it either because I need you to be here on Monday.
That's a good point.
We've got McDonald's birthday trivia. Bada ba ba ba. We did it without you yesterday.
Well, I'm not loving that, but I'm loving it again today.
We had a good battle yesterday. We have a couple good birthdays today and a couple of audio clues that I worked really hard on.
I heard one of them on the morning show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was the singer.
She or he?
She.
Yeah. Cher's birthday, Pat. Heads up. She's
Love
80.
Cher.
She's 83.
That's the only one I know, though.
Let me take the guesswork out of her. She's 85.
125.
She's 117.
Now. Huge Cher fan.
She okay.
Her face is only 45, though.
Is she over or under the 122 that the Spurs scored last night? What do you think?
Weight limit?
No, no, no. Well, for sure she's under that.
I'm going to say under.
Under?
I don't even know.
No, I'm going
117.
Over.
The Spurs win last night 122-105. Matty Stell yesterday was part of my team. He is a zone favorite. He predicted that the Spurs would destroy the Oklahoma City Thunder without Ibaka in the game.
Ibaka?
And I don't know if that's going to be the case for the series, Patty,
yeah.
but it certainly was the case last night.
Manu around a screen, left wing three. That's a Manu Tres. And that right there is the cherry on top of the pie. 18 second half points for Manu Ginobili. This ball game is over. The Spurs shoot 58% from the field, and they take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. The final score from the AT&T Center, Spurs 122, Thunder 105.
Can I ask you guys a question?
I've never heard of that.
That's not
What's
a phrase.
That?
He made it's that not. Up.
I think sometimes when you're so quick to try to get something out, you can mix up sayings. I think it's the cherry on top of the sundae.
Thank you. I was going to say, if I gave
done
you
that
a
many, many times.
If I was going to have you give me a list of things that cherries go on top of,
yeah.
I don't think a pie would even make the top five. With all due respect,
a cherry on top of a piece of apple pie.
I'm thinking cherry on top of the cocktail, cherry on top of for sure the sundae. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they eat different pies out in San Antonio. I'm not sure.
Churro
you've been
pie?
There. You've been there.
Wait, churro pies?
They put cherries on top of everything.
Well, as you know, Charles Barkley says there's too much pie being eaten in San Antonio anyway.
Way too much.
Oh, oh. I know that woman ain't from here. Yeah, they flew her in from Dallas. I guarantee you. Hey, those girls are not from San Antonio. Wow. They okay. flew them in from Houston and Dallas.
I don't know. They're nice.
That's brutal.
He never stops. Spurs roll last night. They killed him in the first half. They didn't really let up. Although it did get tight in the third quarter. I will give Oklahoma City credit. They made it interesting for most of the third quarter. And then San Antonio got it back to the initial lead they had at the half, just about. And then they win the fourth quarter by 10 decisively. And big night for Tim Duncan, Pat, without Ibaka in there. 27 points to lead his team. And for the Thunder, Durant shoots 19 times, 28 points. Unfortunately, here comes Westbrook again, 21 shots.
Yeah.
Two more shots than Durant took. He did score 25, and he shot a decent percentage. But that's not a winning basketball. We've talked about it. 16 for Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's a star in the making. Ginobili, 18 off the bench. 16 for Green, 14 for Pacal. Splitter had a quiet night. He was 3 of 4, but he only scored 6 points. But they win. Here's Greg Popovich following the victory.
With Kevin, you're obviously not going to stop him, but making him work hard is certainly the plan. It's everybody's plan, no matter who he plays against. They're going to make him work hard, and I thought that, you know, Kawhi was good, but I think the team did a nice job behind him, helping him. Danny Green and Marco and Manu, you know, they all ended up on him at some point, and I thought they did a pretty good job.
You know, it was part of making him work hard as well, is making him work on the defensive end. And if you want to challenge a scorer like Durant, because you're not going to stop him, you're just trying to slow him down, what the Spurs can do is throw a number of different looks at him.
Yeah.
That's one thing. If I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, let's throw guys that pose different issues. And the Clippers did a little bit of that. Chris Paul, last series, was getting credit for slowing down Kevin Durant. You give him a different look. You know, one time you get a guy who is going to cut off his dribble. Then you throw a guy on him that maybe he'll try to put it on the ground. So you give him different looks defensively.
The talk going
just
in
to switch it up
that we talked about yesterday. Sorry to interrupt. The thing we talked about yesterday was there was a report we had seen that they were going to throw Kawhi Leonard at him because he's a big athletic guy. It Tony Allen-esque defensively, certainly much more efficient offensive player and younger and more athletic. But he's he's the kind of guy like Tony Allen you would think would cause some problems.
Yeah, I love Kawhi Leonard. Talk about a steal in the draft. That's pretty impressive.
Well, after the game, all Oklahoma City had was their undies in a bundle over Ibaka and whether or not he was going to come back. Apparently the Spurs aren't buying it, but Scott Brooks is adamant that he will not be playing in the series.
Contrary to what San Antonio was thinking, he's not coming back.
At all. So there's no
he's not coming
he's not
ever.
He's dead.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back. We have to play better. We feel bad for Serge. He's worked all year to be put in this position, but we're all men. We have to step up and play much better, you know. He's not coming back.
He's not coming. So basically, Pat, what I got from that?
He's not coming back.
No.
Tim Duncan? I want to know a little bit more about his injury, though. From all I heard, just it's calf.
He's got a not coming back injury.
Yeah, right.
Apparently he's not coming back. Kevin Durant talking about, too.
We play team defense. We don't just rely on Serge. He does a great job of blocking shots, but it's all because of our team defense. But you know, he's a big part of what we do. You know, had his best season this year, so of course we're going to miss his presence, but we got guys that's going to step up and do it collectively. So, look, I mean, Serge is not going to be here. We're not playing. You know, he's injured for the rest of the postseason. So, you got to move past that and just keep playing as a team.
Serge. You will find this hard to believe that will not be the only Serge reference of the show today. And the other Serge reference has nothing to do with an NBA basketball player. Stay tuned for more on that.
I like it. Here's the other thing. One of the reasons that made him so valuable, and it, Tim Duncan's the same. Does the same for the Spurs, is they sit back and they can help off screens. Not only do they protect the rim, the basket, but when you get Tony Parker coming off a screen and basically living in the paint, living with his 10-foot pull-up jump shot, a 15-foot pull-up jump shot, mm-hmm. those are the kinds of things. I mean, who are you going to get? Perkins to come out? Perkins is going to come out and try to guard a guy on the perimeter, he just can't do that. Nick Collison, you thought you'd be able to do that, but he gives you 0 points. So Ibaka was a nice combination of Collison, a guy that could get you some buckets, but also served the purpose of protecting the rim, but he could also get out on the perimeter and help on that screen and roll. And let's be honest, Tony Parker, there's nobody that can stop Tony Parker coming off a screen and roll. Let's be honest with that, right?
We.
So what do you say? You got to slow him down at least. And they lived in the paint. 66 points in the paint. That's insane. You're telling me Oklahoma City is going to have to score 125 points every game to win?
Good luck.
You're going to get 60 to 70 from Durant and Westbrook, no question.
We should give a tip of the cap, too, to Derek Fisher, who came in and lit it up last night. 4-6 from 3, 16 points, their third leading scorer last night. That was not expected.
No, and if he doesn't do that, though, Justin.
He had 11 points, I think, in the whole playoffs or maybe just the whole series against the Clippers, and he comes out and has 16 last night.
Look at Cephalosha, 0 points. Collison, 0 points. You get Fisher with 16. Reggie Jackson was sort of like the X-factor guy where you knew he had to step up.
What'd he do?
He had 13, which is serviceable. Yeah, 6 out of 11. I mean, God, look at the Spurs side of things. Everybody scored, with the exception of the Red Rocket, Matt Bonner.
He did get in, though.
He did.
What did you make of Game 1 between Indiana and Miami? And in just a moment, we do need to touch on some huge SEC news. I guess we can do it after the break. But
breaking news.
Well, the future schedules came out late yesterday. And Arkansas's schedule, of course, is set for their permanent opponents, but it's the other teams.
Non-conference?
No, conference opponents that are rotating. The rotating other opponents. And so some interesting things, and I was trying to sort of pinpoint when we thought Arkansas might have a chance or have a best chance to do something good as far as the way things fell together. The good thing is, or maybe you look at it as a bad thing, is that the Ole Miss or the Alabama and LSU games are coupled. So when you're at Alabama, you're at LSU and vice versa.
We've talked about that. I don't know if it's in some years, if you get it rolling, you get them both at your
home?
Place.
Yeah.
That's what you're building towards.
Maybe generally speaking, you'd rather have it split. I don't know. Okay, but we'll get to that in a second. What'd you think of Miami-Indiana game one? Tonight is game two. And I think
it's the same thing, man.
The stat I heard the other day was the Heat, the last three times they fell down 0-1 on the road in the playoffs, they came back and won the next four games.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt. The one thing Indiana has got to address is when they are in the driver's seat, they somehow always manage to fall asleep at the wheel, crash, and burn. That always happens to them. You can remember when...
Didn't happen last game?
Well, now they're up 1-0.
You're not talking about in a game, you're talking about in the series.
I'm talking about in the series. Now, their biggest problem is how to handle not being the underdog with that fight. Now, the mental advantage we always talked about, a switch. Can you remember when they... I believe it was last year's playoffs. They went back to Miami with a chance to win that series at Miami, okay? They took them by surprise. You're up in the series. I mean, and nobody really expected Indiana to be able to challenge Miami the way they did.
Right.
What do they do now? With those expectations humped on their back, they revert back to their old sloppy, careless passes, out-of-control plays. It's almost like they go from that team basketball to the individual basketball. And they have a tendency to do that, especially with Lance Stephenson. So now you're up 1-0. And how are you going to handle this? Because if you drop game two and it's 1-1 going back to Miami, you're in big trouble. You've got to be able to hold home court advantage. Because why? Because you got game seven in Indiana now. So you can trade off. We got two at home. They go home and win, and if you can just win at home, then you're okay. We haven't seen Indiana be able to handle from the driver's position, so we've got to see. Until they do that, I'm not convinced they can.
We learned from our mistakes, and I think we did today, going over our film session on, things that we could do better, and that's a good thing about our team. We're able to bounce back.
We shall see about that.
And oh yeah, they got that guy.
LeBron's
they get
good.
LeBron James, by the way. And Dwayne Wade is... healthy right now.
Yeah, the only thing he needs is the all-new Lander Chevrolet at their disposal, and that'd be perfect. When we come back, we'll talk some SEC future football schedule rotations in case you're interested. Also, we will update you from Matty T's sports office on the Tennessee matchup with Vanderbilt. A little in-state rivalry happening on the diamond at the SEC tournament. First game is underway. We'll get an update on that score. And again, when that game ends, we will be cutting out of our show to clear the way for IMG's pregame of Arkansas and Texas A&M. Lander's Chevy Open House event, Pat, and Chevy Truck Month. And I know you love the Silverado, buddy. It was named the 2014 North American Truck of the Year, but they don't want to brag about it.
Get out. Was that an Eagles song? Silverado?
Silverado, why don't you come and buy Chevys?
That's how it goes.
Out to the left. No?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Don't forget about the award-winning service department. They cannot help you sing better, but they can definitely fix your ride. Loaner Car Shuttle Service, they want to make your service experience as easy, as simple, as pleasant, as awesome as possible at Lander's Chevrolet. LandersChevrolet.com is the website. Make a service appointment or look at all their inventory from the comfort of your home or office. And as always, you can call them 501-315-2500. It's the all-new Lander's Chevrolet. It's just west of High Pressure. You know where it is. Benton, Arkansas, buddy. Saline County. You know, congratulations to Saline County, the Benton Lady Panthers softball team.
Yes.
In the state championship. Ooh. They'll be playing at the same time as the Brian Hornets baseball team.
Oh.
Oh, buddy.
They got it rolling over there, man.
Listen, they're gonna salty it up, my friend. They're going to salty it up. Greg wants to talk. We'll talk when we come back about the SEC schedules, how it impacts Arkansas coming up.